A very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Wednesday, 12th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's kick off with Zach Mir, PR at Master Investor, a man who forgot his glasses this morning.
Everything, really.
Just as well, I'm a Boy Scout, okay, and always carry a spare pair.
See you very well, actually.
Well, that's good. That is properly scary. So, public transport this morning, a disaster.
Yeah, it just took me an hour to cross London and, you know, rain.
Our 8 a.m. segment, our man turned up a 8:45, so good old. Not when good. It works, it's brilliant, and when it doesn't...
It rained today, so that's the whole thing.
So bear with us on the live show today, right? We've got a whole host of guests coming in, but let's keep our fingers crossed that the Oyster card improves out there. Right, let's go to the first slide, as we always do, and the broker forecast, the upgrades, downgrades, Afren, ASOS and Vodafone. Zach, you pick these three. What's on your minds this morning?
Afren, obviously under a cloud of late. We've been looking for, well, just following its progress or lack of progress. There was the gap down for the shares in July and haven't really recovered. 60 pence looks like the target on a technical basis, and the shares have just peaked out above 80 pence. Deutsche Bank is saying hold. I think you need to be quite brave or quite determined to be able to hold them. ASOS, a favourite of mine on a charting basis. I also sort of believe that there might be some M&A activity there. But anyway, at the moment, very chunky target there from Société Générale with the £44.50 destination that they're looking for. Shares are currently around £25.50, so that's noteworthy.
But the assumption is they're not going to get there unless there's a bid or some sort of...
No, that's my assumption. I suppose my technical, I'm looking for sort of 30, 35,
right,
which would be nice, but it seems to be taking rather a long time. Vodafone, obviously everybody's gone on the... Well, some people have gone on the bandwagon of the gap up for the shares yesterday.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure whether it was worthy of such a big jump, but... £2.20 the share price at the moment, and JP Morgan going for £2.65. And just to add to the fogginess of the
confusion of,
yeah, just to show you how much broker forecasts are actually may actually be worth, Nomura going for £1.80, which I think is a little bit overly pessimistic.
Right. And one line on your charts, is it favourable?
Well, it is favourable. Maybe we can look at it when the live chart goes on. But there's been a gap through the 200-day moving average, which is normally a good trend-changing signal.